Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't you say a word, just get inside.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Tonight, not only do we have the FWWC tonight, we also have the FWWC Pick'em for round one. But with that being said, real quickly, we want to go ahead and thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Last night, they did have Selena De La Renta on, as well as Bill Dundee. Now, I was able to catch the first hour with Selena, as well as the FWWC segment. After that, you'll hear it tonight. Did have to get my kids to bed, but obviously, amazing first hour. Always love to check out the Wrestle Talk Podcast, and it was another killer segment from the FWWC section as well. So want to thank them as always. Without them, we would not exist, as well as the FWWC. So make sure you tune in to the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, WrestleTalkPodcast.com. But with that, I want to go ahead and welcome my co-host. He is the representative from Red Brand, a member of La Familia Worldwide. And again, as I said, my co-host, the one, the only, Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, are you with me?
Listen, tonight's going to be crazy, man. And I'm just excited. And you know why? It's because we have so much going on with the Pick'ems. We've got, you know, the mystery box. We got so many good free agents. You know, what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be some crazy shenanigans going on.
Oh, for sure. And Pick'em nights are absolutely crazy, as always. You know, they're some of the, you know, we get the most callers these nights. We get the craziest things happening. And obviously, you know, if anybody remembers the interactions between Savior Saint and Luchador or Corbin Slater before him, they obviously remember that he can get a little feisty when he's on the line here. So I know intern Timmy is going to go ahead and let us know when we have Savior Saint on the line and are ready to go. So, Marius, where from Savior Saint?
All right. The first one I'm going to get into was the match between King Jerome and Voorhees. Now, everyone knows about Voorhees' stalking capabilities. Well, I think he picked someone who matches him in tenacity and someone who matches him in scariness, and that's King Groby. Now, between those two, they ended up having a double count out because they couldn't keep it inside the ring, and it became a 10 count. Even after the 10 count, they still was going after each other. So it was a pretty physical match.
No, definitely. And, I mean, something I've learned, you know, since seeing King Jerobi move, you know, come back to the FWWC was he is somebody to not be messed around with. He's not somebody that you really want to get on the bad side of. And, you know, Voorhees has been interesting since he's come in, but it just – you know, seeing those two collide really kind of made it clear, you know, where we are at now and kind of the new FWWC now that we're back up and running. And, you know, kind of in the same vein, I want to go ahead and also discuss, you know, a match that we saw from the Blue Brand on Monday night. And this was a match that saw, you know, the brick wall James Butkus facing off against Hardcore Haas. So, you know, in a similar vein, you know, two, you know, maybe larger men, you know, men that, you know, on the Blue Brand at least would kind of fill that role and, you know, just colliding in the ring. We did see actually brick wall come out, you know, the victor and was, you know, able to hold that over, you know, your La Familia brother Hardcore Haas. Now I know you all may be having disagreements on how things are going, but you all are still La Familia. You know, your thoughts on, you know, brick wall, he's got a number of opportunities coming up at Universe Mania, you know, his victory over Haas, you know, what are we seeing momentum wise from him kind of going into Universe Mania?
You know, we've seen this from the brick wall Butkus before. The guy gets, you know, on a winning streak, he starts having upsets, and then all of a sudden he just fizzles out. I don't understand why this is becoming a recurring theme, but hopefully for the biggest show of shows in the FWWC, he'll break that spell and continue his momentum.
And I'm for one, I'm excited to see, you know, what he's able to do at Universe Mania. You know, they say, you know, you make or break your career ultimately, you know, with what happens at Universe Mania. He's got quite a few opportunities. It's going to be, you know, really kind of whether or not he can close them. Now, I'm going to go ahead and allow you to get over to Red here in just a moment, but we've got a couple of callers on the line. And but you know, until we get Savior Saint, you know, available for us to go ahead and do the pick'em, we definitely want to go ahead and get people brought on the line here. So we did have, you know, a co-branded, what was called a co-branded main event for both brands on Monday night. And this was a tag team match where we saw the Prophets Madness facing off against Nightmare Jones and Julius Chiro. Because of kind of, you know, the events that transpired afterwards, you know, we saw some returns, we saw some beatdowns, things of that nature. I've been told that we actually currently have, you know, both members of the Prophets of Madness on hold here. So, you know, I'd like to, you know, if they're willing to go ahead and invite them on, I have a few questions, you know, just kind of given the actions, and I'm sure, you know, Marcus would enjoy, you know, speaking with them as well. So let me go ahead and ask, you know, Prophets of Madness, the Bishop and Madman Joe, are you with us?
I'm here.
Yes,
how are y'all doing today?
I'm still a little sore from the actions from Monday night. I guess I'm going to go ahead and lead off here, and then I'll let kind of Marcus, you know, jump in just a moment. But obviously, you know, Madman Joe specifically, you know, you were very upset with me, clearly, and we saw that come out on Monday night. You know, I'd love to just kind of hear maybe a little justification from you both as to why you felt, you know, not talking to me and actually attacking me was the right decision, and where you see yourself now that as of about 8 minutes ago, you are officially both on the Red Brand and Tank Westbrook would be on the Blue Brand.
Madman, you want to start? Well,
I will. The reason why I attacked you is because I tried talking to you before, and it just would not seem to click in your head, so I actually had to try to beat it into you. And apparently that quite didn't work as well either.
No plan ever works for you.
I respect what you try to do, but you have to understand that as a general manager, I always have a backup plan for my plan. So, you know, I appreciate that, and I'm sure you weren't expecting to see that man, you know, staring down you guys at the end of Monday night. But actions are what they are. So, Marcus, why don't you go ahead and ask our guests here a couple questions before we let them go and continue on.
Man, Kurt, I didn't think you would appreciate one of your own people beating you up.
Oh, it's fine because it gave me a reason to bring back my secret weapon. So, you know, it's fine.
Oh.
They made their name. I have my tools at my disposal now. So I hope you all enjoyed your little games because the games are about to really kick in.
Now that's going to be exciting. But I have a question for Mr. Bishop. Now, Bishop, you're our new Intercontinental Champion on Red Brand.
Right.
But I have a question for you. You know, Nightmare Jones, ever since you've won, he's called you the fake Intercontinental Champion. He's cut promos with his Intercontinental Champion. He's in the arena talking backstage to everybody in the locker room, you know, I'm your new champion. He's the fake. I mean, how do you feel about that? What do you got to say to Nightmare Jones about him pretty much taking your shot?
Well, you know, it starts off kind of funny, you know, that Nightmare Jones is going around gallivanting as something that he's not, which is tall, but not that, but he's going around gallivanting as he's the champion. You see, I've worked my behind off to get to where I am, and Jonesy thinks that he could just buy a title and call himself the champion. No, no, it's much more than that. And see, we got Universal Mania coming up, and he and I are going to settle this one way or another, because he's been wanting to bury me ever since I dared call him out for a hardcore match. So soon and very soon, we will settle this.
Now, I do have a quick follow-up question before I turn it back to Curtis. Seeing that you're the Intercontinental Champion, you do know that you have the option of cashing that title for a shot at the Universal title.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, you don't have to give out the plans. Maybe you want to keep it a secret or whatnot, but do you have any insight to give us? Do you ever plan on, you know, cashing it in for a shot at the big title, or are you planning on just holding on to it and, you know, building your name with the IC Championship?
Well, you know, the last Intercontinental Champion, we didn't really see the belt that much. And so even though I despise what Nightmare Jones is doing, we're bringing relevancy back to the title. And I do have my eyes on the Universal title, because me and the Big Bad Battle Cat, as I said, we got unfinished business. We just have to see how the story unfolds.
Well, hey.
All right, Curtis.
I think, yeah. So I guess I've got one question here for both. I'm going to kind of let the sleeping dogs lie in regards to what happened on Monday night. I know personally from discussions with, you know, other members of, you know, the board of directors and, you know, other general managers, that we are going to see the Unified Tag Team Championships defended at Universe Mania 5. Now, how exactly it's going to break out and teams that are involved, you know, is still being discussed. But obviously, you know, yourselves are you know, a tag team that we've seen really going strong since, you know, the FWWC came back from the hiatus. Your thoughts on, you know, the tag team situation and what we should expect to see if, you know, you two are selected to compete for the Unified Tag Titles?
Well, you see, me and the Madman, we've had the one goal ever since we've been together, and that is go after the tag titles. You know, and right now, the Battle Tanks are champions. But that could change. As I said, we got Universe Mania coming up. And so we've got our eyes on both of those gold belts. One way or another, we're going to find our way in that match. No matter who we have to go through, whether it's Grim Galaxy, even maybe the Impact Players, you know, because we got our eyes on those belts.
Well,
I want to add on top of that, from last night from the WrestleTalk podcast, Night Owl gave the Prophets of Madness a hell of a shout out, because the Prophets of Madness should be the first team that should be having a chance to go after the heavyweight tag team titles, because back when we were our first attempt, as Night Owl said, we lost by 1 point. It wasn't by two, it wasn't by three, it was by one.
Hey, and I'm Yeah, and I was definitely, you know, I was tuning in to the Wrestle Talk podcast last night. As I said before, I wasn't able to call in because, you know, I was taking care of my kids. But, you know, I was definitely listening in. I was listening in to everything that Night Owl said, as well as everything that Tank and Battlecat said regarding, you know, them defending those titles. So, you know, with the words that we heard from Tank, I wouldn't be surprised if we see multiple teams, you know, coming to line up to be facing them at Universe Mania 5. And at this point, I think it's just a matter of, like I said, the board of directors and the two general managers getting together to determine who those teams are going to be. So, you know, we've got, you know, just over 2 weeks to go here before Universe Mania. So I'm sure you'll be hearing news on that here very soon. But with that all being said, you know, we've got a lot of stuff yet to go here this evening. So I'll give you two final opportunity to go ahead and say your piece for the FWWC Universe before we let you go.
Well, one thing I can say is that expect big things from the Prophets of Madness, especially since the Madman is back on Team Rigor, and we got Brand Battle to win.
Madman Joe, any final thoughts from you?
Nope.
All right. Well, I do want to go ahead and thank both of the Prophets of Madness here for joining us, and you two have a great evening. Now, Marcus, I don't mean to jump really from one caller to another, but I want to go ahead and get this individual on the line here, and then I'm being told after we speak with this man that we've got the other general manager on the line, and we can go ahead and get this pick-em kicked off. But the man that I want to go ahead and bring on the line is none other than your tech partner. But I've got to be honest, I don't know if you guys are even on good terms given what your boss and Corbin Slater did to his lady friend. So before we go any further, why don't we go ahead and bring on the one, the only, one of the members of the Saviors of Funk. That is none other than Funky Flex. Funky, are you with us?
Oh, I'm here. And it's so nice of you to give me that warm introduction, Curtis. But, you know, I have a question. Where does Guy stand with the Saviors of Funk?
Let's just say that Guy spent the last 6 months tied up in a basement being told how he would think and operate when he was allowed out in public. So I don't know how he feels about you guys, but I know that he's going to do whatever I tell him to. So.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Marcus, how are you?
What up, bro? I see Curtis is once again trying to dig up some dirt, separate the masses, as always.
Hey, I'm just saying everybody else is thinking.
By separate, you know, I think Curtis is trying to separate Daniel Grimm from the Saviors of Funk, given that it seems like every single thing that Saint does on the Red Brand, Daniel has something to say about it. And then everything Curtis does on the Blue Brand, he seems to back him up on every single thing. Now, don't get me wrong here, Curtis. You were once a part of us. You were once a part of the Saviors of Funk. You know how we operate.
And then I got kicked out for doing the same thing you are. So, hypocrite much? Like, I don't see where you're going with this. Because literally, I got kicked out for teaming with somebody outside of the SOF. And you're teaming with somebody from La Familia. And yet, it's somehow cool to turn on Daniel. So I don't see your whole point here. I'm going to let you and Marcus go ahead and talk here because clearly you have some vendetta against me. So why don't you two talk, and then we'll go ahead and bring your brother on here in a moment, and we'll get the pick him going here.
You see, the thing is everyone's been asking, you know, Mayhem, how do you feel about your boss El Monte attacking your tag team partner, Aunt Alice and Shay? And everyone's wondering, how is this tag team going to work? How are you guys or how are you guys going to try and go after the belts when so much chaos going on? And how do I feel? And all I can say is, because I can't speak for my brother, my tag team partner. I mean, yeah, it's El Monte. I have his back always, but this doesn't have my name on it. I have nothing to do with this. I didn't order this. What El Monte does is on his time. I'm not associated with that. So, no, there's no reason
Marcus, I should be mad at this. I'll go ahead and tell you this, but Marcus, I had no question in your alliance as to whether you were in on the attack with El Monte or not.
That's good to hear. I mean, I know Marcus Mayhem isn't the most trusted person in the WWC, but I'm a man of my word. I wouldn't arrange such a thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, people might bring up Tank. People might bring up, you know, other people I've tag team with and say, you know what, it's coming. It seems like every time something like this happens, Mayhem's going to turn on them. No, I am not. You know what? Because we have the momentum. We're going to get those tag belts sooner rather than later.
And you know, that's kind of ironic that they were talking about that the Battle Tanks are going to have to defend at Universe Mania 5. And they don't quite know who's going to be in this match yet. Well, I mean, like you said, Marcus, it's pretty obvious to me. Impact players should be in this match. If they want the fans screaming, they'll put Impact players in this match.
Well, hey, I've been told that your general manager's on hold, so I'm sure he's hearing you right now. If you want to make it real clear to your brother, maybe you can. That's out of my hands. You guys are fully on Red Brand, so I have no control of whether you guys make it in or not. So maybe, you know, pitch your brother, you know, let you in, because
on
Blue Brand,
I've
sorted that out already.
Put him on.
No, Curtis,
I will say this.
We're two of the best on Red, and you pair them together. There's no reason why Impact players shouldn't be in this discussion for those tag belts at the Universe Mania 5. We are two of the best on Red Brand. We are the consistent ones on Red Brand, okay? And they go by wins or losses. Yeah, we're not going to win them all, but when it comes to quality, when it comes to substance, nobody does it better than me and Funky.
Sounds like somebody hitting Peace Pipe back there.
Hell yeah.
It's you know. Hey, I'm just saying, like, and I'm trying to get Intern Timmy to bring on your general manager here. So, I mean, you can ask him yourself, you know, why, you know, what's the situation with the tag team? Because, you know, when we get off of here tonight, I'm making some big announcements for Blue Brand. So, you know, maybe he can preempt me and make some here on the podcast tonight and get you guys an answer. But, you know, that's up to him.
If I know my brother, he's going to one-up you, Curtis. If I know my brother, he is going to one-up you all day, every day, baby, higher and higher.
Like, well, he acted like he was going to pull off such an easy victory, and we may not have pulled off the win, but we tied you all when we started from behind with less superstars. So I'm just saying, once I have a full roster on my hands, ain't none of you guys going to stop Blue Brand from taking the win. So.
All right, well, let's get this show on the road then. Bring him on. Intern Timmy, do your damn job and get him on here.
I was just waiting for you all to stop your chitter-chatter. So I'd have the floor to talk. Hey, Curtis Black, how you feeling, buddy? You feeling good?
I'm good. Y'all just gave me an excuse to bring back my secret weapon, so I'm perfectly fine. How are you?
Your secret weapon.
I'm doing well, but
your secret weapon anymore.
I'm gonna try to be civil now, because this is my job. I have to be a professional at this part. But I'll have an answer for you about your match at UN5 here soon, probably within the next few nights. I'll let you have your big announcement time, and then shortly after, I'll let you know my answer. And as far as the tag team stuff, I'll have that situated in the chat after the pick 'em. Now that I have that clarified with the Impact players, and I heard and I trust Marcus Mayhem's word, and I believe that Funky Flex will have his back too, and their alliance will stay strong regardless of what happens with Almata and Corbin and Allison. So you will be in the discussion, but there is other teams that are worthy as well, so you'll have to win. And I'll talk about those teams later, but as far as that goes, you guys do have a shot to earn a shot at the tag titles at Mania.
And that's all we needed.
I left them speechless. Left y'all speechless.
Well,
jaw droppers over here on the red rank.
Hey, I was waiting for your guys' response. So. Funky, though, before we let you go, as we do everybody who's on the podcast, any final words before we let you go and get on with Pick'em?
I have a lot of words to say, but I won't say them here. But I will say one thing. Daniel Grimm's going to get what's coming to him. He's going to get his for all the disrespect and all the just bullshit. One last thing, Curtis, I know you love hearing this. I know you love hearing this, but I'm doing it for Saints tonight. Get some job.
That's right.
That's it. Mark's still gonna let you play him out, but thank you, Funky Flex, for joining us tonight. It's always interesting when you do. But you know, we've got myself, we've got Savior Saint on the line. I think it is time, intern Timmy, for you to go ahead and bring on the special guest host of the FWWC Pick'em for this evening.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? It is Joe Lance, a.k.a. Jonesy, the WrestleTalk podcast with Joe and Renee. How are you gentlemen tonight?
Jonesy, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am definitely good. I hope that I am able to give Renee, a.k.a. the Night Owl, some justification. You know, hopefully I can do the job as well as he can. I am definitely going to do my best to do exactly what he does. And my goodness, do we have quite a few things going on tonight with this pick. And we have, but for one thing, tonight there will be no mystery boxes. So there will be nothing but free agents, but you will have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you will have 7 agents, free agents to pick from. You'll have Corbin Slater, Allison Shea, Auden Murphy, Julius Cairo, the artist Jack Hazard, Robea, and Massacre. And as always, each person has a different point value. Corbin Slater and Allison Shea, because they are the big picks, both have 4 points. And Auden Murphy, Cairo, the artist Jack Hazard, Robea, and Massacre all have 3 points. Now, as I've been told, the Blue Brand has 10 points. General Manager Saint, you have 10 points. So, what are y'all thoughts about that? There are no mystery boxes tonight. It's nothing but free agents tonight.
Well, as somebody who has had a lot of people give up on the Blue Brands, I'm excited because I'm very excited to nearly fill my ranks tonight. So I don't know how Savior Saint with the full roster is feeling, but I'm pretty excited.
I mean, I'm damn excited that you're going to have people on your brand that actually want to fight back, and I don't have to just go over there and beat the shit out of people who don't respond. So I'm pumped about that. I am kind of salty about there's no damn mystery boxes because I really only have one free agent I'm going to be able to draft tonight. But so that shortens the pick 'em a little. But I'm sure that the Night Owl will come up with something, and maybe we'll hopefully can do a continue with something with the mystery box or some shit, something like that.
Absolutely. You know, and just the list of those names, I mean, you know, Curtis Black, with having 10 points, you could end up with Corbin Slater, Cairo, and Robea, or you can end up with Allison Say, Auden Murphy, Robea, or you can end up, you know, the the possibilities are endless. I mean, so I guess that the next question is, are you gentlemen ready to get this draft started?
I am ready to get it going.
Gentlemen, Randy,
oh,
Saint,
yes.
Are you ready?
Hell yes.
All right. So as I've been told since Curtis, since the Blue Brand won the week four of the brand battle, you get to go first. So Curtis Black, you get to choose between Corbin Slater, Allison Shea, Auden Murphy, Cairo, the artist Jack Massacre, Robert or Massacre, and.
Okay, this one honestly, you know, I had a few strategies going into this, and honestly, I'm going to go ahead and take, for 4 points, Allison Shea Atticus.
Allison Shea Atticus going back to the Blue Brand. Let's answer the rest of talk, fans and FWWC fans, what their thoughts about Allison Shea going to the Blue Brand once again. There you go, so that is a definite, very good pick for you, sir. So Allison Shea is off of the board. And it looks like it is now time for General Manager Saint. You have to choose between Corbin Slater, Auden Murphy, Cairo, the artist Jack Hazard, Robert, or Mansco. Or are you going to drop somebody first and then pick somebody? How do you want to do it, sir?
I'm actually going to use this this short time I have to address El Mata. And this is the reasoning of why I'm doing this. Your attacks on my brother, I may be a GM, but you're a part of the BOD, so it's hypocritical if you want to come at me with that kind of shit. I would have drafted Julius Cairo, but due to his recent actions of their leader, he's going to sit in free agency and going to miss UM5 for any title opportunity. And I'm going to select a member of the Steampunk Collective, Arden Murphy. And along with this shit, I hope you're listening, El Mata. I'm dropping the injured heel deal in the free agency. I don't give a shit if he'd be out 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a month or two, or a year. He's getting off my roster. And I just want to make it clear that I will be – let me have the floor real quick. I just want to make it clear that if you are a La Familia member on the Red Brand, I will be unbiased to your boss's actions because – I represent Red, but any way that I can attack that motherfucker and do it justifiably, I'm going to do it. So I'll make it clear one more time. If you are on Red and a part of La Familia, I got your back. As long as you have mine and you represent Red well, you'll be okay. But until I'm not going to face me man to man, I'm going to take any opportunity and shot that I can to get that motherfucker's attention. Nobody attacks my family and gets away with it. I don't care if you're the GOAT. I'm going to replace you. I am the new you, and I'll prove that to you.
Wow. So Arden Murphy is going to the Red Brand, and General Manager Saint has dropped the heel deal. Curtis, what are your thoughts about what just happened.
I'm just going to say, like, Almada's making a lot of enemies, and he's got very, like, even La Familia, like, there are sections that aren't even with him at this point. So, like, whether or not we agree for the most part on most things, I think the majority of the FWWC is kind of uniting at this point against Almada going into Universal. So, I think picking up, you know, Arden Murphy is honestly a fantastic pick. He's going to work really great in Red. And honestly, you know, as a competitor, it just makes them better, which is going to in turn make us have to work harder. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's go ahead and move on. Curtis, it is your you are on the floor again. You have 6 points left. You can choose between Corbin Slater, Cairo, the Artist Jack Hazard, Robert, or Massacre. Your time starts now, sir.
Oh, this. You know, I've thought about this a bit, and honestly, you know, with the Saint picking up Arden, that did kind of throw things off a little bit for me. He was definitely high on my draft list. You know, but if I can't get Arden Murphy, and I've already got Allison Trey Atticus, I think the best thing for me to do is to go ahead and pick up Allison's brother. None other than Massacre is becoming to Blue Brand as well.
Oh, wow. So now you have Allison Trey and Massacre on the Blue Brand. Saint, what are your thoughts about the Blue Brand getting Allison Trey and Massacre on the Blue Brand?
And let's not forget, Tank was also was added to the Blue Brand today as well via the trade with Madman Joe. So a significant SPC presence now on the Blue Brand.
Yes. As of now, the only person from the SPC that's not really on the Blue Brand is Arden Murphy. And Corbin Slater. But I guess Corbin Slater's not really SPC now, so yeah.
I mean, like I said earlier, I'm glad that he's stacking his brand. Allison has already shown that even though she's been gone a long time, she's back, and she's back with fire under her ass. And hopefully Massacre can continue what he's doing. Unfortunately, I have not had good success by signing him due to his inactivity and things like that. So hopefully he can keep that up for you. And I'm looking forward to it. It's just going to make my brand better whenever your brand gets better. And continue to make FWWC the greatest fantasy wrestling chapter in the entire world. And that's
absolutely
the goal.
Absolutely. 100%. Now, Saint, you're not going to pick anymore because you don't have any more open spots, correct?
That is correct. I set a standard once I found out when the pick'em was about 4 weeks ago. And I told the Red Brand members at the time, if a free agent member outworked you, then you would be replaced. And then no one got outworked. Unfortunately, I do think that Heel Deal is one of the greatest promoters in this company and one of the best superstars in this company. But due to his boss's actions, I'll retaliate how I can, and that's what happened. So, and we got Arden Murphy, who would fill the role just as good, and he's one of the best promoters too. So.
Absolutely. I do not blame you, sir. I do not blame you. That El Monte character seems to be giving a lot of issues in the FWWC, and you know, as a member of the Wrestling Talk podcast, I have to back my co-host, the Night Owl at Universe Mania. So, with that being said, since the Saint's not going to be able to pick anybody else, I guess that we go back to Curtis Black, who has still 3 points. So you can either pick between Julius Cairo, the Artist Jack Hazard, or Robeo Stowe. Your time starts now, unless you don't want to pick anybody else.
Oh, I will definitely be picking somebody. I just, this is, so honestly, you know, the question was always kind of going in was, you know, how much was everybody going to be? And so I had picks plotted out until this point. You know, I do kind of see, you know, Savior Saint's point, though, with, you know, trying to get at Almada, you know, any way we can. Now, obviously, you know, my issues with him are much less personal than his. But I think we all kind of went through some personal issues when the group got shut down. So, well, as a point of principle, I think it makes sense to go ahead and punish the boss by punishing his underlings. So I'm sorry, Robert. I'm sorry, Julius Cairo. Both of you, you know, unfortunately, you know, have the ties that you do, and I hope after Universe Mania that we can come to some type of agreement. But you know, as for tonight, I am going to go ahead and pick up the man formerly known as Jack Hazard with my final 3 points and my final pick.
Wow. So basically what you're saying is that Julius Cairo and Robeo did not get picked up because of the actions of El Mata.
And don't forget the heel deal got dropped as well.
And the heel deal got dropped because of the actions of El Mata. Wow, that is definitely
interesting. Like I said a few days ago, actions have consequences, and this is just a consequence to him yanking our chains and shutting the group down and taking away the thing that everybody loved and used as a way to get by. He took it away from us. Well, we're taking your employees' jobs away from them. So thank your boss.
Wow. All right.
Your talent.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that does.
You're all very talented.
Go ahead, Saint. Sorry about that.
I was just going to add on to that real quick. I was going to say it's nothing against your talent. You're all very talented. And Julius El Cairo, I still hope that you send me that cookie recipe, man. I've been waiting since UXT days, bro.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude the FWWC draft. To recap everything going to the Blue Brand, we have Allison Shea, the artist Jack Hazard, and Massacre. And going to the Red Brand, we have Alden Murphy, and the heel deal has been dropped due to the actions of El Mata and the fact that he's injured. Is there anything final that you guys wanted to say tonight?
I'll let Saint go ahead and go first. Yeah, because I'm going to go ahead. I think we'll transition back to the show here when he's done. So, Savior Saint, if you want to go ahead and go first here.
I don't have much more to say than that. So long, heel deal.
There you
all go,
ladies and gentlemen. All right. All right.
And
Savior
I'll just say
Saint,
it's my. Well, and I was just going to jump here and say real quick, as my in my general manager capacity, to definitely keep an eye on the page here, either later tonight or tomorrow morning. As with, you know, some of these added additions, I may have to tweak a few things, but you're going to see a lot of announcements here over the next 2 weeks, really leading up to Universe Mania, as we kind of, you know, get kicked off and have a full roster here. But I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, I do believe we still have my co-host, Marcus Mayhem, on the line. Marcus, are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. Well, I want to hear your thoughts, because I'm sure you have some, given myself and Savior Saint's comments. So your thoughts on the pick'em and maybe our choice of action?
I mean, I don't know. Like, if the GMs want to, you know, try to take it out on, you know, my familiar brothers because of what Omar, to each throw, if that's how y'all want to handle y'all business, then that's how y'all handle y'all business. I mean, I think it's salty, but hey, it is what it is. Like, I understand why I did what y'all did, but just know that with everything that gets done, El Mata is going to strike back twice as hard. That's all I'm saying. But besides that fact, I will say that, Curtis, I got to give it to you. You made some really big picks, you know, especially getting brother and sister together. That's a big deal, even though I personally wanted Massacre on Red because it's been well known for over 2 years. It's the match that hasn't happened, that should have been happening By Now, Massacre, and Dark Mayhem. Hopefully one day it'll happen. Unfortunately, he's on blue. I will give credit to Saint because he's got my old buddy Arden Murphy on red. And boy, how sweet it is to give him hell once more, maybe burn his hair off again.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I was excited, you know, because I do watch your guys. Like, honestly, the brain battle is what it is, but, you know, when you guys are good, we are good. And so I watch your guys' product. Really, I want to know what my competition's doing. And honestly, just seeing the fact that Arden Murphy's going to be back there amongst, you know, the rest of your group, I'm excited to see what happens because, you know, he is one of my favorites to watch regardless prior. So it's going to be fun to see him mix it up with you and Funky and the rest of the crew over on Red. So I'm excited to see what happens. And in regards to, you know, picking up Massacre, I mean, I definitely saw your comments and, you know, it wasn't a pick definitely to you know, be thrown your way or anything. You know, but just seeing his history and you know, along with Allison Shea, I had to go ahead and definitely get him on over to Blue Brand. We had to get those ranks filled up and who knows the opportunities are going to get here over the next couple weeks, as we are, you know, coming up on Universe Mania real quickly. But really, what I think we'll go ahead and
talk. I do have a question. Oh. I do have a quick question for you, Curtis. I want you to elaborate your strategy, and because I noticed, you know, as you said earlier, you picked up Allison Shea. Now, is it because of, you know, what she's accomplished in the past? Because she's a very, very intimidating person, especially, you know, on the mic. Or is it mainly to, you know, keep a female superstar off red or to bolster the women's division because you've been stacking it up with a lot of good talent on red, I mean, red, excuse me, Blue Brand, and Anna Allison Shea will also just really just raise the stakes a lot more.
So my reasoning behind drafting Allison Shea or bringing Allison Shea over was simply this. I mean, she is one of the main event talents of the FWWC. Did she leave for a while and that's why she ended up being a free agent and wasn't included in the draft? Yeah. Had she been included in the draft, I guarantee that she would have been drafted that night. So I think anybody else would have, you know, been, you know, happy and, you know, excited to draft her. And I just think that, you know, she is going to come in and be a force to be reckoned with right off the bat.
I just wonder how the Enchantress is going to feel knowing that, you know, that's one of her BFFs, one of the bad bitches. I mean,
I think Enchantress is going to be thrilled. Her best friend's going to be on Blue Brand. I think Enchantress is going to be thrilled.
So it's going to be interesting. I mean, I know the Enchantress is going to love the competition because she knows how Shea is going to bring it. And we'll see if it's going to affect their friendship at any point, any time.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the case. And honestly, you know, I don't want to put them necessarily in a position where, you know, that's going to come up. But if it happens, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say it, seeing friendships break up are some of the most interesting and entertaining things that can happen, you know, in a wrestling ring. So, you know, if that's what happens, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to break up a friendship, but whatever gets eyeballs is what we're going to do. So. But, with that. I'm sorry, do you have something else, Marcus?
No, let's move on. Let's see what else we got cooking.
Well, I do know that we've got a caller on hold here. And tonight I really kind of think our plan is going to be we're going to hit with our callers that we've got. We're going to check in with them, see what's going on. And we'll kind of move through matches here, but I really think, you know, the big thing tonight was really the pick'em, and I want to hear from the other superstars their results. So I do understand that we do have one of the individuals who could potentially be challenging for a spot in the tag team situation come Universe Mania 5, and that is none other than DJ Zoo, who does team up with El Luchador de Kansas City and the Notorious Ones. DJ Z, are you on the line with us?
DJ Z is loud and clear.
All right. Well, welcome, DJ Z. Now, I definitely want to go ahead and discuss that tag team, you know, situation with you here momentarily. But as you know, we did just go ahead and get done with the FWWC Pick'em for this month. If you weren't on, didn't catch the results, we did in fact see Art and Murphy go to Red Brand, so a competitor you yourself will be facing off against, as well as a heel deal being dropped, and then seeing a number of competitors heading to Blue Brand. I'm most interested in your thoughts on Art and Murphy going to Red Brand. What are your thoughts on your new competition there on the Red Brand?
Well, since Arden is now on the Red Brand, it brings more competition. I mean, more people. Itching for a fight.
Definitely. And so, I guess, like I said, my other question before I'll throw it over to Marcus here is in regards to kind of the tag team situation at Universe Mania. Now, we know that, specifically Tank and Battlecat will kind of, declare that they were willing to take on whoever in a massive challenge. Now, if I know the board of directors, I don't think we'll be seeing 50 teams in the ring. But if the board of directors were to come to you and ask you to make your case for being one of the teams selected to face off against the Battle Tanks of Universe Mania 5, what would you tell the board of directors in that situation?
Well, I could tell. I don't know if you were watching, but this past Monday, me and Big T were in a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match, and Big T and I tied with the Impact Players. I mean, last place was the Lucky Charms, and then above that was the Battle Tank, so we know we can beat the Battle Tank.
Hey, I mean, just looking at my results here, yourself and a luchador pulled off a victory on Tuesday night against Grim Galaxy. So I think, regardless of who your partner is, it seems like you have, a fair argument or a fair shot at potentially being one of the teams involved.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Well, Marcus, let me go ahead and throw it over to you here. Do you have any questions for DJ Z?
I have a couple of questions, a statement here or there. Now, I know you're making your case, to hopefully as a tag team a chance at those belts, but don't you have to have a tag team partner? I mean, it's been criticized of your team. It's been brought up, DJZ, that you're the only player in the Kansas City Connection. You're the one who's lifting the weights and carrying Big T around on your back by yourself. Do you think that's frustrating that everyone thinks that, or are you personally frustrated and just don't want to tell them that it's the DJZ show, not the Big T and DJZ show?
Whoa, Marcus, ma'am. I don't know where you got that from. It's the KC Connection show. You see, I don't care, man. Him and I work as a team. We work as a unit.
Well, yeah, working as a unit. You're working as a single unit, as in you're working by yourself as Big T rides your coattails and rides off the success that you've been working hard for, DJC. Now, I know you want to deny it. You don't want to embarrass your tag team partner, but as Marcus Mayhem, I'm the one who's going to be throwing out the controversial comments. And DJC, I think that if you continue on this path of carrying Big T, you're not going to be successful in the tag team division. You might have to rechange your strategy.
Come on, Marcus, ma'am. You and I know we have history, but how do you know? How do you know that Big T's riding my coattails?
Because you're the one doing all the work. Big T is busy worrying about paid vacation and when he's going to get his donut.
Listen, actions speak louder than words. KC Connection, we're a unit, and Impact Players.
He has no action. That's the problem. He doesn't have any action. You're the only one doing all the action. The only action he's doing is lifting his arms up, opening his mouth, and shoving in donuts.
That's all I'm
going
to say.
Well, Big T's listening. Call into the podcast and explain yourself, Big T.
I think that's a great idea. If Big T is listening, call in. Because we want to hear your side of this. Because while I don't necessarily think it's as bad as Marcus Mayhem is making it out to be, I do think that we could see more from Big T, you know, if he's serious about wanting to go after these tag titles.
Oh, yeah. Big T and I, or whoever my tag team partner is, like you said, we'll be coming for those tag team titles.
Well, hey.
It's going to be interesting, Curtis. I'm just saying, you remember that one time that Seth Rollins had to carry out tag belt by himself? Yeah, Braun Strowman had to do it by himself. DJ Z is going to be that next guy. Mark my words.
I also remember Seth Rollins' knee exploding from carrying the company on his back. So I hope that doesn't happen to you, Big T, because that would be terrible. But as we're kind of getting through here, want to go ahead and just kind of finish off with you here, DJ Z. Any final thoughts or words for the FWWC Universe tonight?
Yeah, FWWC, be on the lookout. There's another beat drop coming. I don't care if it's Marcus Mayhem. I don't care who's my wife. There will be a beat drop coming. Symbol twice on Monday.
I think that's breaking news. So, all I will say is good luck to DJZ. And I know I watch both Red Brand and Blue Brand, so I'm excited to see what you do on Monday. But I hope you have a great rest of your evening. Yeah, with that, Marcus, what I think we should do here is, I know that you had a couple of qualifier matches here for the hybrid championship that took place on Monday. I think we go ahead and kind of cover those results so we kind of know who we're looking at as moving on here. We can definitely get callers sprinkled in here and there, cover our matches that have some impact on Universe Mania, and we'll move on from there.
Well, we did have two WWC hybrid championship qualifying matches between our GM on Red Brand, Savior Saint, and Daniel Grimm, and between DJZ and Jimbo Spice. And in those two matches, Daniel Grimm and DJZ came out victorious in hard-fought battles. And I have to say, I was kind of surprised with the Daniel Grimm win. I mean, like I say, week after week after week, the guy does nothing but wrestle, you know, multiple matches every week, and guy should be winded, but he managed to pull out a surprise win against a very, very hungry and a very fresh Figure Saint.
I mean, definitely, and like I've been saying it for a while, he is, you know, what I consider to be one of my top champions. And he has been, you know, since we've had, you know, people not showing up and people dropping off of Blue Brand here since the draft, you know, he has been stepping up on a nightly basis and, you know, finding ways to be involved, to help out, to come bail me out when I maybe got myself into a little bit more trouble than I could handle. Like, he is a definition of somebody that I'm proud to have on my brand for what he's willing to do. So, again, on my side, congratulations to him. I hope he collects all the red gold he can, because right now, you know, more than anything, I know that he bleeds blue after coming and helping me out on Monday night. So, congratulations, Daniel Grimm. What other, I think you have one or two more here that may have had some other finishes. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, though. I kind of lost my spot in our results here.
You're talking about for Red Brand?
Correct.
Yeah, we did have two more matches. We had the Blood for Blood Part 2 match between Funky Flex and Corbin Slater that ended up in a draw. due to the fact that Funky and Corbin can't stand each other so much, they didn't even get in. They got in the ring, the bell rung, they got outside the ring, got counted out. They were too busy beating the hell out of each other. And then we also had the Fatal 4-Way tag team between the Battle Tank, Impact Players, KT Connection, and the newly formed Lucky Charms, which was a tag team between Allison J and Arden Murphy. Now, that 4-Way was a very interesting match due to the fact that it was just an overall tie because the referees couldn't keep the peace. It was so much chaos inside and outside the ring. The ref just decided
hey,
to just call the match.
Shut your mouth for half a second, son. You think I don't hear things that's going on? You think my phone ain't ringing, son? Why don't you grow some nuts and step into that ring for once? I'm about tired of hearing you talk, son. Fact of the matter is, Madman Joe, you are now entering Columbus Park in my yard. And to enter through the gate, you got to come through the gatekeeper. And fact of the matter is, I'm walking in there. I'm taking the European title, and I'm renaming it. I'm renaming it the Italian Championship. I done beat Funky Flex multiple times.
Part of the agreement in the trade was that Madman Joe has to defend that against a blue brand superstar at Universe Mania 5. Now, maybe you can find your way into that match, but that title is still under my jurisdiction unless he retains it at Universe Mania 5. Go on. Listen,
hashtag shutdown.
Listen, Curtis Black, we're both businessmen. We're gonna keep this little girl Mayhem out of the conversation. Fact of the matter is, I'm tired of hearing this little simp talking and breathing on Big T's name when I ain't around. But guess what, Mayhem? Me and you, we're going to handle this like two grown men. I'll be in the ring Monday night if you got what it takes. So keep going on, Curtis.
Well, Big T, I'm very glad that you managed to get minutes on your track phone to call in tonight. And I just want to say, Big T, you know, if we got space, if we got room, Big T, I'll be glad to punch your face in.
Hey,
no
listen,
problem
see what they,
showing
listen,
you that Columbus
listen,
Park is no better than Sesame Street.
Listen, you see what they did to your little sister at the Hill Deal tonight. You see Elmada's on his way out the door. Guess what? You're next once I get a hold of you, son. And the fact of the matter is, you ain't got what it takes to get in the ring with Big T. You just talk. You're like a battle cat. You just talk.
It doesn't take much to get into the ring. I come down the ramp. I walk up the stairs and I get into the ring and I beat your face in and I walk back out. It's as simple as that.
Hey, listen.
It's almost like walking into a subway.
Hey, listen. I don't steamroll through everybody here. I don't steamroll through Battle Cat. I'll steamroll through you. I don't steamroll through Funky Flex multiple times. Daniel Grimm, the Warrior's Heart Championship. Douglas James. Listen, Kansas City Connection is here to stay forever.
It can't be forever if you're not even part of the KC Connection. Everyone knows DJ Z is holding you up.
Hey, listen, you're talking to the Kansas City Connection.
I don't know, Curtis. He's a few Fruit Loops short of a full bowl.
Hey, listen, Curtis, I think you need to cut this guy off the line because ever since you got him on, your ratings have dropped, son. I like what you're doing, but this guy sucks.
Well, hey, I know we've got another person waiting in the wings here. So, Big T, before we let you go, as we do all of our guests, any final comments for the FWWC Universe?
Yeah, absolutely. Marcus Mayhem, finally stand on what you say and meet me in that ring Monday night. I'll address you later, you chump.
Boom. And like that, he was gone with a flash of lightning. Thank you, Big T. You have a great evening. Now, before we get into any more matches, we do have on hold our top champ of the group, our United States champion and a proud member of the FWWC Blue Brand, as none other than Daniel Grimm. Grimm, are you with us? Well, I was told he was on hold.
Maybe Big T turned him away.
I'll have intern Timmy check on that for me. I was told by a secret bird
that he was on hold. So, but while we're waiting to hear on him, I'll go ahead and run through some of our Blu-ray matches from Monday night that we haven't already covered. You know, we did mention already the Prophets of Madness versus Nightmare Jones and Julius Cairo, ultimately coming to a no contest and everybody, you know, deciding to attack me. We did see El Luchador de Kansas City and Hardcore Sis go to a no contest in regards to a Legends qualifier, which they would then continue on to Tuesday night. We saw Enchantress defeat Robert, and then in a hardcore qualifier, we did see Fallen pick up the victory over the Warrior Rick Price. So she is moving on to the hardcore championship at Universe Mania 5. And then we did see the Brick Wall James Butkus, as I mentioned earlier, come out over Hardcore Haas. So, you know, great action that we saw on Monday night from both Red and Blue Brand. Now, let's see here. Intern Timmy, if you can go ahead and bring on our Warrior's Heart champion, our United States champion, and a proud member of the FWWC Blue Brand. Let's see if this works this time. Daniel Grimm, are you with us?
Yeah, I made it. Intern Jimmy.
Hey,
y'all,
it worked.
Y'all really got to keep up with him.
Intern Timmy is special, but, you know.
Yeah, I've gathered that.
He's a good guy, so we keep him around.
Was he sitting in the corner at one point, too, pissing his pants?
I don't know. I'm not his keeper. But anyways, Daniel Grimm, you know, we you know, talked about you. I don't know if you heard the news, but Blue Brand is going to be adding three individuals. And unfortunately, one of them you may not be too happy about, but we are adding Allison Shea Atticus. We're adding Massacre. And we're adding the man formerly known as Jack Hazard.
Oh, all right. That's how we're gonna do it. Okay.
Well,
so,
see, I'll explain myself. So, you know, Savior Saint kind of made the point earlier when he was doing his picks. You know, he intentionally dropped Heel Deal and did not pick up Julius Cairo as a way to punish El Mata. And, you know, as looking at it, when it came down to my final pick, we really only saw, you know, Jack Hazard or members of La Familia. And while I thought, you know, punishing El Mata seems like a really good idea, so I picked up Jack Hazard.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
But with that being said,
what's this news I hear about my brother apparently talking shit on me, though?
Marcus, why don't you go ahead and fill in Daniel Grimm on what your tag partner had to say earlier?
Oh, what my tag partner had to say? Regarding what? What do you want to know?
Regarding our guest, Daniel Grimm, you know. He had words.
Oh, Daniel Grimm, that turd, he don't deserve an explanation. He needs to learn how to listen.
Let's just say Funky feels that you are, I don't know, betraying the family, that you're not, you know, a true brother. And this is, again, this is me paraphrasing. I had to go through a pick'em. I've had lots of stuff going on, so that may not be exactly how it is, but, I mean, that's the gist of it.
So, betrayal, again, questioning my allegiance. The man who came back ended up teaming with a La Familia member and is, you know, we all can see it, in a little, you know, cahoots with a steampunk member, is questioning me. That makes sense. Good job, Funky. You're really pulling all the strings on that one.
It's business sense. Okay, sometimes you gotta make good business sense.
I mean, how's that working out for him, though?
Oh, it's about to, he's about to cash in big time, baby.
Yeah, that's what he promised me when we were tagging, but then he up and left me hanging high and dry.
I'm not worried about that because I have a failsafe.
Yeah, your failsafe seems to be failing everybody in the FWBC known as La Familia. My brother, though, he's got all these words he wants to say against me, saying I don't have the heart or the passion, and I'm not, you know, being truthful to my brothers. When he was gone, I held it down for the Saviors of Funk as, you know, Savior Saint was holding down his brand. I was the one taking all the challenges, and to this day, I'm the one putting in all the work.
But you can't deny that part. The man's worked himself tired.
Oh, it ain't tired. I'm doing exactly what a warrior should do. You want to be Warriors Art Champion, you don't just show up on one show. You don't show up for one match. You take on everybody. Win, loss, or draw, you show up.
Hey, and
Big P, somebody...
Go ahead, Marcus.
No, continue, Curtis.
I was going to say, if there's somebody who has single-handedly done what Daniel Grimm is describing, which is step up and be a champ and be an example for everybody else on Blue Brand, it has been him. So I, for one, think that, you know, whatever comes of Daniel Grimm and Funky Flex and this whole, you know, situation, you know, whether, you know, they end up making up or whatever, Daniel Grimm is going to come out on top because of the fact that he isn't giving up and he is there night in and night out and shows the passion for it. So, you know, nothing against Funky Flex, but Daniel Grimm is the one that I want on my side, and I am glad and proud to have him as a member of the Blue Brain. Now, Daniel Grimm, before Marcus can jump in here, as I know we're getting really short on time, and I'm sure you have to get back here to, you know, defending your title all over the world in the FWWC. Any final thoughts you have for the FWWC Universe tonight?
No, mainly just the Funky. You want to keep running your mouth, do it face-to-face, bro. I'm done with this whole, you know, we want to talk in private. No, hit me straight up.
All right. Well, Daniel Grimm, we do want to thank you for joining us here this evening. You have a fantastic night, and we will talk to you on the other side.
All right.
All right. Now, Marcus, what I think we'll go ahead and do here is, you know, we've each got, you know, a few matches from Tuesday night, and as far as I'm aware, we don't have anybody on hold. I think we go ahead and run through our matches for Tuesday night, give away our award for the evening, and get up on out of here.
All right. Now, on the Red Brand, Savior Saint has put together a very special tournament, the Infinity Gauntlet Tournament. And whoever is the winner of this tournament will receive custom-made Infinity Gauntlet with stones. So I'm sure whoever wins that tournament, they pretty much have the power to eliminate whoever they please, whoever they want. But we had five matches for the tournament on SmackDown. The first match was between Funky Flex and Battle Cat. Battle Cat came out with a very slim victory over Funky Flex. The next match was between myself and Daniel Grimm that ended up in a tie, which the ties that we had on Tuesday night will be settled Monday night, this coming Monday. We also had a tie with Bishop Big T, which that will be resolved on Monday night. Nightmare Jones and Douglas James had a match in which Douglas James came out the victor, along with a rematch with Voorhees and King Jarobi, in which King Jarobi came out with a win. So Battle Cat, Douglas James, and King Jarobi will move on to the next round of the Infinity Gauntlet Tournament. The matches between myself and Daniel Grimm, Bishop Big T, will be resolved this coming Monday at the Raw Challenge. Do you have any thoughts on any of those matches?
I mean, honestly, you know, Douglas James kind of surprised me, even though he was my tag partner for a while. You know, see him pulling off a victory in a tournament like this, it was definitely something, you know, that's exciting to see. And then Battle Cat. I mean,
you know, just when we're ready to write him off, I guess at least I was, you know, he comes off and pulls off another victory and maybe adding, you know, another, you know, it's not a belt this time, but, you know, another award, if you will, to his stack. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, where the Gauntlet tournament continues to play out. And, you know, I know that's going to be taking place at NXT TakeOver the Friday before Universe Mania. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see action that night as well. It's always exciting to see action on TakeOver nights as well, because honestly, it's so unpredictable. But with that, we will go ahead and cover our Blue Brand matches for Tuesday night. We'll give away our promo of the week, and we will get on up out of here. In our main event, we did see the Don't Cross the Boss main event, where we saw Madman Joe facing off against Tank Westbrook, you know, the individuals that were going to be involved in the trade. And we did see Tank Westbrook come off with the victory there. We saw Daniel Grimm facing off against Masker, and it did come to a double countout. We did see the Notorious Ones come up with a victory over Grimm Galaxy. And in the Legends qualifier, we did see a Luchador de Kansas City pull off the victory over Hardcore Sis, thus moving him to the Legends Championship match at Universe Mania 5. And then we did see a double countout, but a no contest with the Masked Maniacs facing off against the Lovebirds. So was another great night of action on Blue Brand as well. Before we go ahead and give away our award, we're going to go ahead and ask Intern Timmy to get ready with our promo of the week music. Unfortunately, you know, the individual who is getting promo of the week, you know, at the end of the night, I guess he can blame his boss because he is, you know, still not a member of a brand. You know, and I apologize to him. I wish that I was able to pick him up. But Intern Kenny, if you can go ahead and hit our promo of the week music, please. So I do want to go ahead and say congratulations to Robert for promo of the week. You know, like I said, I wish I could have done more for you this week. You know, hopefully after Universe Mania and everything is settled with Almada, you know, there can be a change here. I'd be happy to have you on once that situation has resolved itself. But Marcus, your thoughts on Robert pulling off promo of the week and the whole situation with Almada?
You know, despite the whole fact that people are being salty and I'm bringing him onto a brand because I think Robert deserves to be picked up. And he definitely deserves to get promo of the week because for the past few weeks, he's been really proving his point on why he should be picked up. And he's just been having this anger about it. And I think eventually Robert is going to get onto a brand and catch fire. Whoever doesn't pick him up is definitely going to be missing out. Definitely going to be sorry for it.
Well, hey, I think that is, you know, the best way to leave it here. So before we go, do need to, because we didn't get a lot of this in today, thank our sponsors, the Wrestle Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee. Every Wednesday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, WrestleTalkPodcast.com. Yesterday's episode, they had Selena De La Renta on in the first hour, Bill Dundee in the second hour. The first hour was absolutely great, and there was an absolutely hilarious story about L.A. Park and a trip to Mexico with Selena. Check it out. Absolutely great. You know, along with that, you have the Shoot and Shouts segment, the FWWC segment, the Game Show Challenge, one of my favorite wrestling podcasts every week. Make sure you check it out here. For that, I'm Curtis Black. On behalf of Memphis Mayhem, I do want to go ahead and thank everyone for listening tonight and thank those of you that called in. And we will catch you all next week for episode 105 of the FWWC Tonight with Curtis Black and Marcus Mayhem. Good night.
Deuce.
Let me